I am beginning to record from the Tehillim 4, Dalet, Perek Dalet. L'menatzeach bin Ginos. This is a strong prayer, or a netzach, l'menatzeach means to win. And David was saying a mizmor, a nevuah of winning for David. Now, the question is, and how does one really win? Because we are told that Tola Eretz al Balimo, the world is sitting on those people who know how to lose, who can swallow it, Olam Peh. So, what is the meaning of L'menatzeach, a song about victory? Who is victorious over whom? And in the Medrash Shochet Tov, they bring down a play on words. L'menatzeach means to win in tefillah, to win God over in tefillah. And netzach is eternal. Hashem is eternal. So we are l'menatzeach, we are winning over the eternal one. Because when somebody davens and breaks through and has his prayers answered, he is actually persuading HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kavyochol to do what that person wants. Rav Zera says, it's like a person who feels cramped and pushed. When somebody comes to visit him, first he puts the person in an exalted place. If the person comes again, he puts him in somebody less, someplace less comfortable. If he comes again, he puts him in even a less comfortable position. Finally, he says, I feel so crowded here. I can't take it. Will this person please leave my house? By HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's just the opposite. Hashem likes to be pushed. He likes when he's being pushed. He's when he's asked over and over again. In another example, the Medrash tells us that everybody likes a rich man. Everybody likes to associate with a rich man. With a poor man, he really doesn't want to have anything to do with him because he feels, what can he gain from him? But Hashem loves a broken keli. Hashem loves somebody who's brokenhearted, who calls to him in truth. And we are told, Mi kashem elokeinu, who is like our God, Machol koreinu elav. Wherever we call him, he's with us. We can reach him. But there's one stipulation, of course, that we must call him Kol Asher V'Chol Asher Yikru'u V'Emes. Whoever calls him in truth, that's who is the one who has answered. And he had a story once that brought down an awesome the Medrash about some people who landed on a desert island, and nobody knew how to approach this island to get anything out of it. So they had to send a representative off into an uncharted place. So everybody decided to send the Jewish person. And the Jew asked, why are you sending me? So they said to him, doesn't it say, Chol Koreinu Elav, that you're close wherever you go? Your God is wherever you go. Call out to him. Perhaps we'll be sustained here. Rav Levi says, as brought down in the Medrash Shochet Tov, the world to the first heaven is a distance of 500 years. The thickness of each firmament is another 500 years. Between the firmaments, between the seven heavens, is 3,500 years. Now, we are told in Yecheskel that there were four type of, it's called the tetramulin. There are four animals holding up the Kisei HaKavod, Hashem's throne. One is the lion. One is the eagle. One is the shar, the ox. And one has the face of a man. And the Chazal tell us in the Medrash Rabbah on Oz Yashir in B'Shalach that these four represent the greatest of their species. Man among the primates, an eagle among the birds, a lion among the wild animals, and a shar among the domesticated animals. But above them is the great Kisei HaKavod, which is Hashem, which is higher than all the greatnesses of the world combined. Now, the getting back to the tefillah, davening, the hoofs of this chaya, of the chayas, of these certain these four animals, holding up the throne of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is just the hoofs are a distance of 500 years. And the thighs of the animals are another 5,000 years. And on top of the chayas, on top of these animals, are another 5,000 years. And the Kisei HaKavod, the throne of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is 10,000 years away. But all a person has to do is energize his heart, remove the hard crust, the lev ha'evan, the heart of stone. Just whisper a prayer. And these voices travel all this distance up till the Kisei HaKavod and our prayers are accepted. Unlike other gods, which are right here, but they're very far away, because they don't answer at all. Chazal also tell us that Allah Hashem B'Seruah, when the Jews blow on Rosh Hashanah, Hashem waits till the Jews have determined what day the new month will come out on, and then he sets up Rosh Hashanah to judge the people. Because Kesa Yom Chagenu, why is it a holiday? Ki Chok Li Yisrael Hu, because the Jews have set out the what time it is. Therefore, Hashem makes his holiday. So we see this concept of winning over HaKadosh Baruch Hu. To change a decree, all we have to do is have a feeling in our heart. I can't help but recall a story. My grandparents, living in Russia at the turn of the century, were very poor. And the infant mortality rate was extremely high. They gave birth to 14 children. By the time they emigrated here to America, they had seven. Seven children had died in Europe. Two children died of starvation, not having any milk or food. One other child was about to die from the plague. So my aunt, Alea Shalom, saw that this would destroy my grandparents, her parents. She went into the shul. She went over to the Aron Kodesh. She pulled away the parochas. She flung open the doors. She looked up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and said, I am not going to let you take away this child. With such sincerity, and such a connection, that child did not die. To get close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to get close to God, is very simple. B'chol Kareinu Elav, Kol Asher Kru'uhu Ve'emes. However, to get to that place where a person can devote himself to actually feel that he's talking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, God will answer him his prayers, is very, very difficult. We are told that no prayer that said sincerely will be turned away. So the question is then, why do we see that prayer work so infrequently? And perhaps, well, this is my vart, and perhaps you can take issue with it or not. You know, sometimes you say to yourself, now I'm really going to daven Shmoneh Esrei. I'm going to really give it my best. So one begins to daven Shmoneh Esrei, and since everything is so rushed, our whole society is rushed, eventually you don't concentrate, you lose your concentration, and you find yourself at the end of Shmoneh Esrei. Well, what happened? Is Hashem didn't let you concentrate because you're not worthy to concentrate. You're not worthy to come close. Hashem shouldn't be able to make it so that we should be able to come close. We should be worthy to come close. And then we will be, our prayers will be accepted right under the Kisei HaKavod. David HaMelech says, Bakari, when I call out, Aneni, answer me, Elokei Tzidki, the God of my correctness, Atzar, when I'm tight, Hirchavtali, you made it wide for me, Chaneni Perimi, Ushmat Filasi, and listen to my prayer. B'nei Ish, the children of Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, Ad Meh, Chavodi L'chlima, how long will my honor be to shame? The Hevoyon Rick, the people around me, they surround me, the nations of the world surround me with nothingness, and they say, Hashem Azava, Hashem doesn't really love him anymore. Tevakshu Chazav Sela, they seek lies forever to deny that we could be forgiven, to come close, that our tefillos can be accepted. To be aware, ki hifla Hashem chasid lo. Hashem separated for himself the chasidim to come close. Hashem yishma, Hashem will listen, the kari elav, when I call to him. So the Tehillim continues. Rigzu, how does one get to daven? Rigzu, shake with fear, al techto, and do not sin. Imru b'lavchem, ask in your hearts, amishkavchem, on your bed, v'domu sela, remember death forever, or keep silent from those averis, turn away from the sin. And then the tefillos, the prayers will be accepted. Zivchu, zivchei tzedek, slaughter, the correct slaughtering. In other words, people think they have to bring a cow, they have to do something physical. No, slaughter the Yitzhahara, as the Targum says. And that will be considered the greatest sacrifice. When one davens in the morning and in the evening, he is slaughtering the Yitzhahara. He's slaughtering the evil inclination within all of us. Ubitchu el Hashem. And have trust in Hashem. Rabim Omrim, many say, Mi areni tov, when will I get the good that all the people are enjoying themselves? I have to sit here and deprive myself of all the good, restrict myself. Some people feel that religion is a restriction. They're looking to satiate themselves with materialism. Nisa' aleinu or panecha Hashem. Give us your light. Give us the Torah. Give us the true meaning of religion. Nasata simcha v'libi. You gave us great happiness in our hearts when we see that the people who don't even deserve it get good things. Certainly what we will get when we keep all the mitzvahs, me'eis tegonam, from the time of the harvest, v'sirosham, and the wine harvest, rubble, are great, we certainly will get all the good. B'shalom yachdav eshkeva. In peace, I will be together with my brother to sleep. Ishan, and I will go to sleep. Ki ata Hashem, you Hashem, levadot, alone. And that is the greatest bracha, that levadot ein Yaakov, that we will be able to defend ourselves alone and be alone and develop our own identity. Levetach, there was certainty. Toshiveni, you allowed me to sit.